Minister Roo Podcast. Minister Roo Podcast.
Welcome to the Minister Roo's Podcast. In the army, they called my daddy Smiley.
Talking to my NCO back in the days. He goes by the name now of Master Sergeant Jonathan Castro. He was my NCO, my mentor in Hawaii, and I was stationed there in 2006 to 09. We deployed together.
So let's start it off, man. I think you introduced me a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll add a little bit more to that. 18-year active duty, right?
Yes, sir.
92 Golf, our MOS, food service. And
Coach,
a lot has changed. A lot has changed over the last 18 years. We're no longer cooks. Yeah. We're culinarians.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
We're culinarians.
Yeah. Pride. Put some pride on that name.
Originally from New Jersey, mm-hmm. Yes, East Coast, the second best coast, right? Yeah. And currently in Washington,
yeah,
Fort Lewis, Joint Base Lewis McChord.
Yeah.
You and I have been in Georgia together. Hawaii. We met in Hawaii.
Yeah,
in Hawaii, and then we went over to Georgia.
Yeah,
and. Currently, it's just me and my pup, Joey, man. Just me and my pup, Joey. Yeah. And we're doing the damn thing.
Yeah.
We're spreading the word on Positivity 365.
That's it.
Positivity 365, man.
Yeah.
And honestly, I can't. It doesn't grow old explaining it. You know what I'm saying? I can sit here and talk about it all day long.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the need to... to fix the world.
Mm. You know? Need that. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we all have, and we all can do it. You know, we all have the ability and the power to do it. You don't have to be the richest person in the world to make an effect, you know,
right.
To make a difference. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So we gotta dig deep. We gotta dig deep. We gotta look within ourselves, inside of ourselves, and figure out like, the certain situation that I'm in right now. Did I put myself in that situation?
Mm.
Did I allow somebody else to put me in that situation?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then now it's like, I have to get myself, regardless, I can't blame nobody else.
Right.
This is me.
Yeah.
This is me.
Right.
The world is only going to keep challenging you.
Mm.
Right. We just keep getting things thrown at us all the time, whether it's politics, whether it's, you know, the economy, whether it's a pandemic, you know, whether it's work, whether it's
family stressors. You know. Yeah. Because when I was in the military, no one was talking how you were talking, or how you talk to your soldiers. You know, there's some that like motivate you, but it was more like it was more testosterone filled. You know, it wasn't like you know, talking about mindfulness, you know, because that's like something that's like you didn't hear that in the army when we were privates. You know, you don't say, you know, stuff like that. But now it's like, that's what helps. That number one killer in the military is suicide. And right now with the pandemic and everything going on with job losses, that's like the number one killer is suicides. you know, and then so it's just we have to like pick each other up, you know,
and I think, you know what, the biggest problem was that we were afraid to tap into our own feelings. You know, it's like, I can't talk about this, you know, with me. And I'm grateful for that ability that, like, I wear my feelings on my sleeves, you know, always. Like, you can tell if I'm happy, if I'm sad, you know, everything. But I'm also not afraid to tell you, hey, I'm going through this right now. Right. Yeah. So the ability for us as leaders to tap into that and show that we can be vulnerable as well. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, we're not wearing the Superman cape all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I got to put it away. I got to take it to dry cleaning, you know? So Positivity 365 came out of necessity.
Yeah.
And it came at a very dark point in my life.
Right.
So I thank God every day that I still had that opportunity and the mentality and the mindset to be able to see the bright side, you know? And it's not possible with a lot of us. And if I could give the world anything, it would be to just release those blinders, you know, like we're just focused right here.
Yeah.
And it's all about it is a kind of like a selfish attitude, not necessarily because you're just thinking about yourself, but you're only thinking about what's right here in front of you, you know?
Yeah.
And it can be selfish in a good way. You know, maybe you're worried about your partner, your family, your kids, you know, your job, your current financial situation. And because you feel that I can only control that and I can only have an effect on that.
Yeah.
But when you take these blinders off, and you start looking at the rest of the world, and a simple smile can affect somebody, you know? But if you don't feel like you're happy enough to give that smile, then obviously, you know, we're not going to be affecting anything. So Positivity 365 came out of a necessity for me being in a dark place.
Right.
I was able to find nutrition. Mm. I was able to find, exercise, fitness, and I was able to lift myself up out of this dark hole, right?
Mm-hmm.
And an amazing thing happened when I was able to pick myself up on the way and on my journey every single day. I was able to pick others up because of the positivity, right? Because of that mindset that I decided that no matter what was happening in my life, I was going to wake up, and the moment my feet hit the ground, it was going to be absolutely positive thoughts and gratitude and positivity that I was going to put into the world.
Yeah.
And it helped out a lot, man. It helped out a lot. Like the stories, like I said yesterday, the stories, I wish I could bring some people on and just have them share their stories and just what your story and what you do and how you hold yourself and how you act around others can mean the world,
right?
You know, and it can absolutely take somebody out of that dark spot. Positivity 365, man, you're gonna have your bad days. I'm not perfect. I'm not. There's some days where
I always thought you were perfect. So, NCO is always perfect.
So there's some days that, you know, you wake up and I even say to myself, like, man, I don't got nothing to say on Instagram this morning, or, you know, I didn't sleep really good, or, you know, a little bit hungover, you know, like I don't want to get on Instagram and just fake the funk, but it's not faking the funk, man.
Yeah.
If you say it and you believe it,
yeah,
then the words and the honesty and the truth behind those words will resonate with somebody.
Right.
You know,
words matter. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Words are some of the strongest things in the most powerful things in the universe.
In the military, could start war or, you know, make peace.
Over weapons, exactly, man. Over words, you know, and written words have stopped wars, you know.
Right.
So it's absolutely, words are very, 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 very a powerful thing. So like I said, it's not faking the funk, you know. You're not, it's not a facade, it's not a front. It's basically a thought process, a way of living, and to me, man, I mean, honestly, I might get to the point where I might like tattoo it on my forehead, you know, like just so in those mornings when I wake up and I don't feel like, you know,
well, 2 more years till you retire, yeah, maybe.
Like, okay. Those mornings when I wake up and I don't feel like being positive, I can just sit here and be like, you know. Yeah. So yeah, man, and what's helped me with Positivity 365 and continuing that every single day is the love that I receive back from those individuals that are like, look, man, you are helping me out.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was dark, man. Positivity 365 hasn't been around for the last maybe year and a half.
Wow.
And I had allowed folks into my light, right, to steal that brightness away. And I promised myself that when I brought back Positivity 365, I will never, ever allow somebody else to take valuable space inside of my mind and in my heart. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if there's somebody watching today, you know, and it's tough, man, you might be in a 10-year, 15-year, 5-month relationship, or maybe it's a situation at work.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not feeling it. You know, you're not happy. You're not yourself. You're being controlled, whether it be, you know, by a boss, by a partner, by a friend, you know. I'm going to tell you right now that the hardest thing to do is to get out of that situation, but the best and the easiest thing to do is just cut it off.
Yeah.
Like, cut sling, man. You know, they say it in the Army all the time, right?
Yeah.
We cut sling. When you cut sling, we're doing airborne operations.
Don't let it weigh you down. Yeah.
Cutting the sling, exactly, because they're weighing you down.
Yeah.
I just want to flip this back around on you, man. Uh-huh. Like, you said, you know, you're battling through some things, and we all do. We absolutely all do, man. Nobody's perfect. Everybody has challenges. Everybody has dark days.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, and I told you yesterday, like, there wasn't a day at work that you didn't show up with a smile on your face. You know, there wasn't a day at work that you weren't trying to make somebody smile, laugh, or happy. You know, there wasn't a customer that didn't come, you know, through your line that didn't leave happy. You know, and I greatly appreciate that, brother, because, you know, that's exactly what we need in this world. And that's exactly what we needed in the Army at the time. And we still need it now. It's tough. It is really, really tough, man. I can't look at my formations and say that I have somebody that has that positivity, you know, in my ranks right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's tough. And no matter how much I stand out there and I try to be the example.
Yeah.
Some people think that they're too far gone. We're bringing them to church. You know what I'm saying? Like, I believe in Jesus Christ. He's my savior. But sometimes, you know, it's tough nowadays. But I just feel like you don't have to be a religious person to be a good person, bro.
Yeah.
You don't. You know what I'm saying? You just have to be a positive and grateful person with an amazing mindset, right? You know what?
Yeah.
So that's it. Like, so let's take them to church.
Let's take them to church.
The roof.
Mass art.
Right? Okay. So yeah, man. So we were talking about gratitude yesterday. Gratitude, man.
Yeah.
And it goes back to those blinders, right?
Yeah.
We're like, these blinders sometimes they change shapes and sizes, right? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But they all keep us from the same thing. From
connection.
Seeing what's in front of us. Yeah. Seeing the small things that are happening for us that are amazing, that are great.
Right.
That, you know, like the small details make the bigger picture a lot of the time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you wake up in the morning, you don't know what's going to happen to you throughout the entire day.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So to just start with being grateful for waking up.
Mm.
Right.
Mm.
We talked about, you know, having the lights on.
Yeah.
Having a paycheck, having a job to go to.
Right.
You know, we talked about making our beds. Right. And I told you, a lot of people are like, the only time I make my bed is when I wash my sheets. The reason why I preach about making your bed every single day is because it's a routine. It instills discipline, right?
Yeah.
And it gives your body and your mind that few minutes that it needs to reset from being dormant, you know, and being and being asleep.
Mm.
And it gets the mind flowing,
right.
You know. And one thing that I'm going to start back up with my Positivity 365 is personal development, right? I don't know how I'm going to tackle it yet. Once we get off of this podcast, I'm going to do a little bit of thinking. But I love posting. I do it on my Snapchat, but I love posting. You know, I'm going to start getting back up, Rise Before Five. That was my thing for a long time, too. The hashtag Rise and Grind and then Rise Before Five. So your day starts better when you've completed so much prior to, like, you know, doing what the rest of the day. Like, that's basically your time to take care of you, especially for, like, parents that have kids. Your kids ain't waking up at 4:30 in the morning. Nah, man. They're waiting till like 15 minutes before the alarm, you know, they gotta be at school to wake up.
Right.
So when you decide to wake up that early, then you can start taking care of yourself. So I don't know what the personal development might be, whether it's, you know, some start posting books that we can read, or you know, videos, or but yeah, I want to start back up, not just for myself too, personal development, man. I want to start reading again. I've got some amazing books that are just collecting dust, so it's time to feed the mind, man. It's time to feed the mind. And so it all goes back to gratitude, right? Those small little things we talked about, you know, where did he go? I'm grateful for this little bugger. I don't know. He's running around, like, you know, Joey, and and, you know, you've got your family and your kids, and it's just the small things that we have now during the pandemic that we need to cherish,
right?
You know, like, before we had to work a lot. Some of us get the opportunity to work from home now, and we're still taken away from the important things in our lives. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, our kids are around, but are they really around?
Yeah.
I'm around, but am I really around my kids? Yeah. I love to start my days on Sunday. You know, like you said, it's just, it's getting that mind right. It's getting prepared for the challenges of the week. You know, and it, man, I love Sundays, dude. I love Sundays. Don't bug me on my Sundays, man, because this is me time, bro.
Thank you for your time, man. That's why I felt so good to be reconnected with you again, because if I feel it, I feel the messages, and just kind of like hearing your voice again, and just that motivation that you gave me. You know, in 06 to 2010, from the last time I saw you, you know what I mean? You're always that you were that smile for me. You were those words of motivation for me. You know what I mean? You got your body right. You know, we came back from our deployment together. I got my body right. You know what I mean? And then it's just, I think from just connecting with you this past week, I felt it again. I felt that, you know, that motivation, you know.
Like I said, I'm grateful and I appreciate that because that, It helps me out, you know. It helps me out, like, when I'm struggling. Like, it keeps me accountable, man. You gotta have accountability. You know what? And this leads me actually to the biggest, most important thing that's gonna come out of this conversation right now is your why, brother. You gotta have a why.
Why?
Your why should be stronger than your will to live. You see what I'm saying? You have to do your research, man. Do your research inside of your mind and tell me why. Is it my kids? Is it my daughter? Is it my wife? Is it my son? Is it my grandparents? Is it my parents? You know, but your why has to be greater than your will to want to live. Because your why is what's going to trigger that mindset. It's going to trigger that positivity. It's going to trigger that motivation. So find what your why is.
And it means a lot to me that you're teaching these future soldiers to have a little bit of the magnitude of wisdom that you hold. You know, please continue on saving lives with the way you are and the way you motivate. And so thank you.
I appreciate you, brother. And one thing that you said, like, we got to start, we got to get our minds right now for 2021.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting sheep are running now. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for cross stops in my mind. On my own, here we go. On my own, here we go. My eyes feel like they're gonna bleed. Dried up and bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry, my face is numb. Fucked up and spun out in my room. On my own, here we go. A crooked spine. My sense is dull. I'm past the point of delirium. On my own, here we go. On my own, here we go.
Hey Flay, Brain Stew.
You just pumped me up.
You pumped me up, Sark. You pumped me up.